So we got J. Cole dropping his album on Friday, then playing in a professional basketball game on Sunday.
Huh?
Yeah, you heard right. Plus, he dropped a documentary for his new album where he talks about being complacent versus hunger, retirement, and more. And then he dropped this fire-ass freestyle. But yeah, this man been busy. We gonna get into it all today. This is the Hip Hop Review Podcast with the Hip Hop News.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Review Podcast.
So yeah, man, let's just get right into it. You heard right. J. Cole is about to be playing on a professional basketball team. It's not no little semi-pro or nothing like that. No, actually professional. Not the NBA, but an extension of the NBA. Crazy thing is, it's not even in America. It's in Africa. Rwanda at that. Yeah. Like, you can't make this shit up, man. This is just dope as hell to me. So, yeah, apparently it's an extension of the NBA. The NBA is working with FIBA to, you know, they aim to bring more light to Africa, the Africa talent, basketball talent. So they starting little leagues over there and stuff. If you know Cole, if you know his story, if you know his music, he's revolved a large part of his music, his musical catalog, around basketball. Okay, his mixtapes, they're all based off of that. You know, we got the come up, you know, that's, you know, you're getting it's the part, it's the story to being somebody, but his analogy is basketball. Okay, so we got the come up, we got the warm up, you know, you warming up to what's ahead, the game, you know, the playoffs, or you know, whatever it is. For him, it was music, but he's relating it to basketball once again. Then we got Friday Night Lights, and now his album, Cold World, The Sideline Stories, and then now his new one, The Off Season. And I guess the ending of all of that would be the fall off. But if you know all these projects, it's based off of the basketball analogy, but it's not just about music. If you know Cole, he actually pursued basketball. He actually, when he was younger, he thought he would make it to the NBA. I think he even said that on one of the mixtapes. I think it was the warm up. How, you know, he dreamed of being in the NBA. And he mentioned it again on his new documentary, which I'm going to get to later. But yeah, he always wanted to make it to the NBA. We saw him at the All-Star game dunking and shit. You know what I mean? If you seen him hoop, this nigga can actually hoop. You know what I mean? He tall. So, hey man, why not? You know what I mean? This is dope to me. I remember the Detroit Pistons said they invited him to come try out. I don't know if he ever did it or not, but so yeah, it's a surprise. Like, you know, you couldn't have guessed this. But does Cole have the talent to do this? I think so, man. From what I've seen, I think I've seen him do some open runs. I've seen some footage of him shooting and making them back to back. No screen cuts or no editing, nothing like that. You know what I mean? He was just making them back to back to back to back. So Cole can shoot. I think he was even hooping with like Bron and them. And Bron, Trae Young, KD and them. I think. I don't remember, but I think he was. My nigga Cole. So yeah. He will be playing in Rwanda on Sunday. That's 2 days after his album come out. This man is insane. Apparently he's playing up to 3 to 6 games. So I don't know if it's like just a short season or that's just the extent of his contract or what. They're going to be playing a Nigerian team. But yeah, man, I don't even like know what this guy is on. He on a different level right now. This nigga doing everything. But I'm here for it. I want to see what's up. How you think Cole gonna do in the African professional basketball team? Okay, I don't know how they hoop over there, but I mean, it's still professional, so I'm thinking they pretty decent. You know what I mean? Cole, what, 36 or something? I think he's 36. You know, we gonna see how them. You know, we gonna see how the 36-year-old body keep up with them young dudes. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's it for the. That's that for the basketball team. Now let's get to the album. Yo, before we continue, don't forget to follow me on all social media platforms. Just go to your favorite platform and type in The Hip Hop Review. Okay, that's D-A Hip Hop Review. We on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Don't know if I'm doing Twitter, but we definitely on the ones I just said. Oh, and I'm on YouTube too, with a nice animated visual to go along with the audio. So definitely subscribe and check me out there. Let's get it. Now, the documentary is pretty telling because he basically is saying what I figured. I figured he was a bit comfortable. I figured he was a bit uninspired. Like, or I don't know, just letting inspiration come to him, not really seeking to make this, you know, force, like a Forest Hill Drive. I feel like he, for Forest Hill Drive, I feel like he went out his way to go hard. You know what I mean? He was trying to prove something at that point, and he did it. I think after that, he kind of let his foot off the gas and was just chilling. He literally said that. He was just chilling in a documentary. That's what he said. So that's what's up. But then another part, he talked about features, which I'm happy he talked about too, because you know, he continuously goes platinum, gold or platinum or whatever, with no features, which is incredible. But like he said, do you really want to, he had to ask himself, do you really want to get to the end of your career and say you didn't do any features? No. So do features, nigga. Accept all the features. So then we got him and Thug, which was dope. You know what I mean? He's starting to do more features, and all the features that I've heard these past few years, couple years maybe, I don't know, have been dope. I fuck with them. They've really been dope. So yeah, man, do fucking features, man. You need to do the feature with Kendrick. Y'all supposed to been do that album. I'm pissed, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, fans out there are pissed too. Like, come on, man, drop, stop playing. Y'all said y'all already recorded some songs. Yeah, okay, they probably old now, but do some new shit, damn it. Do an EP, we be happy. Come on. Anyway, so then in the documentary, he goes on to say that he talked about retirement, you know, and being comfortable with it. And that's crazy to hear when we got people like Jay-Z and Nas still putting out albums and music. He talking about retirement. So what I figure, but don't get me wrong, you talking about Jay-Z, he retired, quote unquote, once. But I damn near feel like he did that just to say he was the Mike Jordan of recording. Like he did in that song. Like, I felt like he just, oh, that's a dope ass bar, I gotta do it. And did the shit. And it was a marketing thing for the Black Album to just say he retiring, so you better, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this nigga know what he doing. This nigga wasn't about to fucking retire. Now, Cole, though, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually retired. He might do a feature here and there, but I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't make another album, or at least for like a long ass time, a decade or something. I don't know. But like you say, I feel like he still got more to do. I really do. Like, I thought about this the other day. Kendrick, if he retired today, he'd be solidified to me. He ain't got to do shit else. I'd be sad, but he ain't got to do shit else. His albums, he got two classics. His mixtapes, I call them cult classics. I'd say they classics, but just because they weren't like mainstream popular, you know, because that was at more towards the beginning of his career. They're not going to call it a classic, and it's not an album, I guess. So then nobody's going to call it a classic. But so I'm going to just call them cult classics. Every fucking thing he's put out is at least cult classics, if not actual classics. Okay. A Good Kid, Man City is a classic. To Pimp a Butterfly is a classic. So his first two albums, unless you include Section 80 as an album, which I don't, but I think technically it is. But anyway, those two are albums. Damn, I think it's borderline almost, but I don't think it quite did it. I don't think it quite hit that threshold of being a classic. So yeah, if he stopped today, it'd be all right. Like, he solidified. But Cole, I feel like he still got more to prove, man. Forest Hill Drive, is it a classic? This is a debate for another day. I'm gonna have to make this a topic discussion. I'd say it is, definitely, because I think if you were debating if it was or not before, if you factor in that he had no features, oh yeah, then it's a classic, most definitely, no question. Because the music is there. It's just one of those things where, like, time will tell. But no, when you factor in he ain't have any features on there, classic. Amazing. So yeah, like with this album, I'm not expecting it to be Forest Hills Drive, okay? But I'm expecting it to be dope based off of what he said in this documentary. Yeah, I spoke a bit on this on the interlude, the song he just put out, the interlude review that I did. If you ain't heard that, go check it out. But I actually spoke a lot on it, but I, you know, touch back on it now. From what I was expecting from this album was just for it to be good. The off season, okay, the past two albums, I wasn't really rocking with them like that. You know what I mean? I did like some songs, but like, I'm not going back to go listen to them. You know what I mean? Forest Hill Drive, hell yeah, that's that shit. You know what I mean? But Cole himself said these past 5 years in his new documentary, he said that he's felt a little comfortable and complacent. You know, he didn't feel that same hunger. Hence the off season. It's time to go in and, you know, get your shit back right. So I didn't expect much at first from this album, and I'm basing that off the past two. All I wanted was for it to be good. But since he came with that energy from what he said in the documentary, I'm like, okay, I'm expecting it to be pretty good then. Let's see what you're talking about. You say you've been going in. He said he been doing his exercises. I think like speed writing or something like that. But at the least, writing every day. You know what I mean? Like he used to. So we're gonna see what's popping with the album, man. I really, really, really hope it's good. I'm a huge J. Cole fan. I don't think I'm gonna go back into why I'm a huge J. Cole fan. If you want to hear that, then go listen to the interlude episode that I did, song review that I did. But just to briefly touch on it, like, I've been on Cole since the warm up. Okay, I found out about him since when he put out the warm up, and I just happened to just stumble onto him. Just nobody told me about him. I used to listen to mixtapes, or I used to download mixtapes all the time, and sell them hoes. So, like, you know, I was listening to all kind of music. So I just saw the cover and it looked interesting. Him holding the basketball, the snow around, you know what I mean, with the hoodie. I was like, oh man, you know, I like basketball. I like basketball, I like hip hop, obviously. So let's see what he's talking about. And I just fell in love instantly when I heard it. Like, oh no, this nigga Cole. Yeah, and I played the shit off that album. I put everybody I knew, everybody I was close to, I put them on it. And same thing happened with them. They fucked with it right away. So yeah, man, I've been to a couple of his concerts. Cole, man, like, he that nigga, man. Now, the freestyle. Oh my gosh, nigga murdered this shit. Homicide. Like, I don't even know what this nigga on. I don't know if he wrote it. Don't seem like he did, but if he did, I don't care. It's still cold. The bars are insane. If he didn't write it. Okay, hold on. Let me say this. He seldomly freestyles. Okay. There was one freestyle he did on the radio that he put on the warm up. There's a freestyle where he was in the studio with Dreamville, I believe. Killed that shit. What'd he say? Don't get ahead of yourself, just better yourself. Any of the time I tell you better than yourself. Going against Cole is like you murdered yourself. And then he say, and you would not know, you would not suicide those. Knew a guy, bro. Like, this nigga snapped. I would play it as an actual song. It was so dope. Yeah, and he snapped on the one on the warm up. Now, this new one, oh my, bro. He rapped over a beat that he's already rapped on, and he still snapped. Spazzed once again. He spazzed then and he spazzed now. Then they switch it up to what was that? It's Paul Wall, I think. Right. What song is that? Anyway, they switched it up to that, and then nigga killed it. Like, I didn't expect him to flow in it like that, but he killed the shit, man. The bars are bro. Anyway, I'ma review this on an actual. I'm gonna review this freestyle on an actual separate episode. So tune into that too, man. We got a lot to get into. But yeah, man, that's all I got for today. This is the very first hip hop news, so it might be all over the place, but you know, forget it, you know. Let's just keep it rolling. Get better with time. Yeah, man. Follow, subscribe everywhere. I've got the patience to say where everything is right now, but you know what to do, man. If you like the content, just stay tuned, you know what I mean? Like, subscribe, all that. Holla. If you want to share your thoughts on the Hip Hop Review Podcast, then you can be featured in the next episode. For real, for real. All you gotta do is send a voice message to the Hip Hop Review Facebook page or Instagram page, or join the discussion on the Hip Hop Review Facebook group, where there are all kind of hip hop heads from around the world. But what would I say, you might ask? Well, that's a good question, but I got you. I have all kind of topics and discussions and questions on the Hip Hop Reviews social media pages and groups. So hit me up. Let me know what you're thinking.